As we start discussing this information on the internal power centers of your body and mind, I want you to relax. I want you to listen to this information as if you and I were just sitting in my office and sharing some information with one another, or if we were sitting in your office or in your house and we were just kind of just talking back and forth. I want to keep this as loose and relaxed as possible. I don't want this to end up being like a lecture, because, I mean, I've been to many lectures where I was just so bored I couldn't learn anything. So hopefully I'll keep this in a capacity that's going to allow you to enjoy the information that's thought-provoking. Also, the way we've put this together is we've kept all the fluff to a minimum. So, I mean, basically what I'm going to do is just hit you real hard with all the information, all the techniques, all the strategies. I'm not going to give a lot of extraneous information, which is great information, but, you know, the way I look at it is a lot of that information can be looked up online or in books. And what this is designed to do is be hands-on training so that you can get this stuff to work for you. I don't want you to get into a situation where you have all this knowledge where you can't do any skills. I've met so many people over the years that have more terminology than you can imagine. They understand all this stuff, all this terminology about energy and chi and meditation, but yet when it comes down to the actual skills and abilities, they really don't have any. And so I'd prefer that you don't know all the terminology. I don't know all the terminology. I can't tell you how many times people have called me and said, hey, do you know about this or that? And I'll say, no, I don't. But I can do this particular skill. Can you do that? And invariably, a lot of times they say, no, I can't. And so they may have the terminology, but they don't have the skill to go along with it. In my estimation, I'd rather have the skill. So I'm going to keep this kind of as loose as I can, go through the information as fast as I can so we can jam-pack this information for you. The informational work, like we said before, as long as you apply yourself, as long as you put in the flight time, as long as you put in the work, you're going to get the results. That's just the way it is. Will you get quicker results than somebody else? Will you get slower results than anybody else? I don't know. I really can't say. If you go to a gym and lift weights, you'll notice that some people have a tendency to build muscle faster than others. And you'll notice that some people have a tendency to lose weight faster than others. Some gain weight faster than others. So it's not really my job to determine who's going to be able to do what in what time frame. All I can tell you is, if you really want to get good at this stuff, practice it on a daily basis. If you have any questions, certainly give us a call. I'll help you out as best I can, or email us, and we'll get the answers for you that you need in terms of getting this to work for you. One of the main things that we're going to be learning throughout this entire process is teaching you some new skills, maybe teaching a new twist to some old skills that you've done before. But we're going to be really expanding our energy base and receptivity so that we can become more powerful with our energy, but also more powerful with the reception of all energies that are around us. That's how we're going to get a lot of these abilities to work, is by increasing our energy and understanding and sensing and feeling the different energies that are around us. And this instruction is absolutely for you to get that to work. The way we're going to look at the actual energy is we look at it a couple different ways. I call the energy chi energy. And so if you hear me say chi, that's energy. I'm going to keep it to either one of those two words, chi or energy. I'm not going to go into any of the other energy names, even though there's probably 100. And so energy's energy. There doesn't have to be a special name for it. Somebody might tell you it has to be etheric energy. It doesn't matter. Energy's energy. Okay, it depends on how you use it, how you manipulate it. That's the key. And what we're going to cover in this program is we're going to cover the pressure of the chi, which is the actual feeling the pressure of the energy. And then we're going to talk about the density, which is, again, taking that pressure and creating it into a more dense form. A good example would be if I drew a picture on a paper, and it was a picture of a car. And let's say I said, hey, that's a picture of a Mercedes. And you said, well, that doesn't look like any kind of Mercedes that I've ever seen. Well, that's because I'm not a good artist. And one of the keys with what we're going to be doing here is how you visualize and how you interpret things. You might take an artist and draw a picture on the paper, and it would look like a Mercedes-Benz. And as a matter of fact, that artist could draw on the paper an actual vehicle that looked like it was 3D almost look like a photograph if he's a good enough artist. And then you could take a sculptor and take that same idea of a Mercedes-Benz or any other automobile and make a 3D sculpture of that automobile, and then we would see it in a full 3D format. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about. That's the kind of the range that we're going to take from the energy. We're going to take that full pressure of the energy and also combine that with a density where you're taking that energy now and you're putting meat on its bones and you're really making it something. Because energy can be created into almost any form. Your thoughts have power. Your thoughts have density. And we're going to concentrate on allowing individuals to build up that internal energy. We're going to also teach you a little bit about the energy vortexes and how you utilize them. We're going to talk about breath control, how to take the aura and see auras, how to expand the aura and the energy body, your intent, the power of the mind. We're going to cover the third eye and how you use that. We're going to talk about stilling the mind and how to use emotions when you're using your energy. So there's a lot of unique concepts that we're going to go over that are going to provide you with the information that you need in order to make the transition from where you are to where you want to be. By the time we get done with this program, you have gone from getting some very basic information to very specific exercises that are going to allow you to do some pretty extraordinary techniques. But again, the whole key is you. You have to put in the flight time. But when you do, you're going to get absolutely the results that you're looking for.